Maybe I should try to keep your voices up if you can, because we're voice recording this.
Oh.
We are recording, Miriam. Yes.
Hello, I'm Miriam.
You are. Nice to meet you. My name is Kieran Taylor.
Uh-huh.
And I used to live here and
He's a ringer.
He's a ringer.
I brought him in from South Carolina.
Okay, what's that
for? For a chair?
Oh, sure. We'll get Nancy to pull up.
Are you feeling
good?
Really? After that marathon last night,
we talked for, 2.5 hours?
Okay, what was that?
Carrie went to graduate school with me.
Uh-huh.
And now he's a professor at the Citadel, teaching labor history or something.
Really?
Like that.
Uh-huh. Where are you teaching?
I'm in Charleston, South Carolina, teaching at the Citadel.
And what are you teaching?
Labor history.
American history and labor history.
Yeah. I have a great book for you.
What's that?
You probably know the book. Someone just gave me loaned it to me because I knew him and worked with him. Tony Mazzocchi. Who wrote it? Les Leopold wrote it.
Yeah, I've seen that. It was just out maybe a year or two ago, right?
Yeah.
And
I don't like to work, but I love labor.
Right.
We were both at the core of the Bell Award campaign and organizing the group we had called CHAP, Campaign for Historical Accuracy and Truth.
That's a great campaign. What's the upshot? Besides, there's still...
Well, I guess the big victory was the renaming of the Bell Award.
When did they do that?
Oh,
it was here, I think.
2005.
I think that is a major statement.
Yeah.
And what did CHAP stand for?
Campaign for Historical Accuracy and Truth. That was the consensus title. I don't think that was necessarily, that wouldn't have been my favorite, but...
What one would you have chosen?
I don't remember what the options were.
My options were a little bit more. Traditionally movement. But this option came from Matt Azell, who's a graduate student, wonderful, wonderful guy, and could help you in the future possibly.
Yeah.
And it was catchy, and it was not threatening. Totally non-threatening.
Yeah. No, it worked for the acronym.
Oh, if it wasn't for the acronym, that's true.
No, that was good.
You like the acronym.
That was good. I think the problem I had was the notion of truth. Campaign for historical accuracy and truth. I'm suspicious of truth as a historian. And
right.
So I think that was sort of my qualm. But I didn't mean to interrupt. I mean,
we're just getting started.
Carry on.
Well, you better erase everything. Because you didn't get my permission. anyway, it's on CD, so it is important. And it can be streamed. So what we have to tell Lori is they need to do a better job. Before we begin, to my next guest, we have a radio show, Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. Most of them are NAACP members as well. They have about four different hats for different occasions.
Yeah.
But they have a radio program on WCLM at 7:30 every Friday morning. And it's important because I think we can, which is what you were asking, I think we can begin to open communication to the whole women in NAACP program and what some of the issues are that women are talking about in the community, like we started today, education, achieving gaps, and continue to start struggle for justice. So we should talk to Lori, maybe when you get a chance, make sure that they talk about how to publicize it and get it out so people know, like in the Chapel News and Hindi and Cargo Sin and so on. Not only should they continue to advertise the program, but you can stream it and you can get
Let's pause this and check and make sure that we are actually.